We have mentioned in the previous short lecture that several years after Reish Lamed Hei, actually it was in Reish Mem Beis 1482, they have started printing in Spain a Shas for the first time. That Shas is not like our Shas, the Gemara is in the center, Rashi on one side, the Tesis on the other side. They didn't print yet the Tesis, only Gemara and Rashi. And this Talmud is very, very, very rare. There is not even one copy of it on the world. Only several pages here, several pages there. The reason is because they've published these Gemaras in Spain for the next 10 years. Since 1482 till 1492. In 1492 was the expulsion of Jews from Spain and burning of all their Sforim, their Jewish Sforim. So nothing was left from the Talmud that was published there. If there was anything that is left, is if someone purchased there a Gemara and went to another country with it. But after several years, as we shall discuss in the next short lectures, they have started publishing a Talmud with Rashi on one side and Tesis on one side. So the early print of the Gemara and Rashi itself over the years became obsolete. Then they put it in the Seamus. And then the binder took it and made out of it the hardcover binding, when it took several pages and glued it together and put over it a parchment to give it a form of a hardcover binding. In Tov Shin Lamed Ches, in 1978, when we were involved in cataloging the old books in the library, and we saw, every time we saw a soft cover of an old book, we had the techniques of separating the pages and cleaning it. So one of those things that we found in that bindings was pages of this edition of the Talmud with Rashi itself. We have in the library 17 pages of this edition, 15 pages of Maseres Chagigia, and 2 pages of Maseres Rosh Hashanah. I asked then the Rebbe if I should publish it with the introduction of explaining it in the Kevetz that I was editing then for the Rebbe Yagdel Teira. Although the Rebbe gave the instructions that Yagdel Teira should be, the purpose of it is to publish Chiburim in Halocha and Nigle, written by the Rabbeim of Chabad and the Chassidim of Chabad. But since this is such a unique item, maybe I should publish this there too. And the Rebbe okayed I should do it. In that year, there was Reb Chaim Zalman Dimitrovsky. He decided to give out a sefer with all the pages of this print that is to be found all over the world. Some pages in this library and some pages in that library. He traveled to all the libraries and he copied, made copies of the pages, and then he got it together. He didn't bind it because he knew next year could be found the pages that are between. So if he binds it, he cannot include more pages. So he left it as loose leaves and he prepared it in 3 boxes in the form of 3 volumes of a set, and that's how he sold it. When he found out that in the same year we have here 17 pages, Maseches Chagigia he had. Maseches Rosh Hashanah, these two pages that we have, he didn't have. He asked me permission, I should let him copy these 2 pages. You should be able to include it in the the Talmud copy that he's giving out, that he's publishing. I asked the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, why not, give it to him. But that should not stop you from editing it and publishing it with the introduction in Kevitz Yagdol Torah. So that's what I did. In addition, since there are some changes between the text in the Talmud and Rashi of this print and of our famous prints, so there is a list of the changes of them. This is the first edition of Talmud published in between the years Reish Mem Beis, between the years of 1482 and 1492, before the expulsion of Jews of Spain and then of Portugal.